The film is called Unsung Hero, and it's a true story which actually follows the adventures of a fairly remarkable family. And it's a family from Australia that has become a huge factor in the Christian music industry. But this is not one of those films where it's heavy-handed with its religious messages. It does have messages about goodness and about family and about survival. The family in question, which again has participated in every level of the production, even to an extraordinary extent, is the Smallbone family. And they were living in Australia, where David Smallbone, the father of what became seven kids during part of the film, his wife is pregnant with their seventh kid. David Smallbone, who's played by his own son, which is actually uncanny because they really do look similar, was a promoter for music in Australia, and unfortunately his career collapsed. And in a desperate move, he took an offer in Nashville, moving himself and six and a half kids with a baby on the way to Nashville to try to continue his career in faith-based entertainment. Listen.
Dad, I wrote a song. Thought maybe we could ask for an audition.
Oh, that's great, honey. Let's take it one step at a time.
Kay tells me you're a promoter. You know someone looking for one.
Well, I may know somebody who should be.
She's been given a beautiful voice. It's a miracle.
She's a special one, son. Your family, they're not in the way. They are the way.
There's no food. And we're almost out of money. I wonder if he's right. Maybe I'm not meant to sing. Or maybe you're not meant to sing other people's songs.
Okay, that young lady, that's the performer known as Rebecca St. James, who has become a big favorite in Christian music. Her brothers, Luke and Joel Smallbone, she took the name St. James because Smallbone didn't sound right for a career. And her brothers have formed the singing duo King and Country, which also has achieved tremendous popularity. The film begins with the family in Australia and then shows some of the difficulties they have relocating to the United States. But there are little acts of kindness that help them along the way that are deeply touching. And the main religious theme in the film has to do with them finding community in a church near where they settled in Nashville, and showing the family and all of its members working to clean up people's lawns and to tend their gardens and to do things that are anything other than the glamorous fate that awaited this family. When it turns out that Rebecca, their talented daughter, really did have a marvelous voice. The film is a pleasure to watch. It is universally well acted. The relationships are never saccharine and beyond reproach. One of the things that I thought was very surprising in this film is that the main character, David Smallbone, the father of this very talented and likable brood, is not such a likable guy himself. He's a guy with problems, and some of the problems involving self-pity. And what it really does show is a wife, Helen Smallbone, is her name in real life, but in the movie, a wife who was amazingly thoughtful, strong, and focused on the positive. Generally, you leave the film feeling wonderful, which is not something that is always true. There is certainly a more of an emotional wallop than the current King Kong ex-Godzilla. And yeah, okay, that's a different kind of film. But the unsung heroes here are basically not just the family itself that is the center of attention, but their neighbors, their friends, their fellow church members who help in a remarkable way. Recently, there was another film that had a somewhat similar theme, also based on a true story, called Hilary Swank starred. And that was called Ordinary Angels. And there are ordinary angels who take part in this film and this story as well. It's rated PG. Some of the arguments that are dramatized on film are a little bit harsh for very young viewers. But the PG rating is probably the most appropriate, though you could say, well, leaning over toward PG-13. Because of some of the hardships that the family is forced to endure, including some health setbacks. It is in theaters, and I suspect it will be one of those films that surprises Hollywood by appealing to that audience that is out there that is deeply committed to religious faith.